Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, my name is Daryl Ong, and you're tuned into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. This week on the show, we pay a visit to a very interesting club based right here in KL. Recreational flying isn't exactly what most KLites do in their free time, but a certain Andres J. Walter wanted people to experience the magic of flying more than just a few times a year. A German national who fell in love with KL after seeing it from above, Andres is a veteran flyer with over 4,500 flying hours to his name. To help spread the hobby and passion of recreational aircraft flying, Andres founded a club, Air Adventure Flying Club, in 2008 with a goal of offering more accessible private pilot training to passionate individuals. Today, AAFC has 7 instructors and over 300 satisfied members. And no, members don't need their own airplanes to fly. AAFC's aircrafts are available to members 365 days a year. Based at Sky Park Terminal in Subang International Airport, I spoke to Andres J. Walter about AAFC and about his passion for flying.
Well, it is that I like to fly, and I like to share my passion with other people who also like to fly or being in the air. In this case, since I'm an instructor, I thought it would be great to bring other people to that level I am in and join me up high and above scale.
And were there any difficulties getting this off the ground? Forgive the pun.
Well, to leave the ground wasn't that difficult, but you need licenses, you need approvals, you need red tape, green tape, yellow tape, all types of tape before we are there. Well, we are there. We founded the club in February, just one day after the Valentine's Day in 2008. And ever since, flying high.
Yeah, and, you know, 2008, 2017, still going strong. Can you just tell me a bit about your club members, you know, what does the club do? You guys hold a training session sort of thing, right?
Well, we have at this moment about 360 members. We have members from all walks of life, and they're doing their training for various reasons. Some would like to just join me up in the air, punching some holes through some little clouds, being above KL. Enjoy being free, enjoy the freedom of flying. Others are continuing their flight training to become airline pilots and need to build hours. So there are various reasons why people fly.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about your members? I read somewhere on your website that you need to teach people 30 years of age and above.
Well, it is that's a requirement from the Department of Civil Aviation for Singaporeans, where Singaporeans need to be 30 years and above to become recreational pilot or private pilot in Malaysia, whereby Malaysians can be as young as 17, as long as they speak proper English or good enough English, are medically fit and have a medical certificate. Well, our club is catering for enthusiasts, for people who like to fly for fun as a hobby. There are academies that will train pilots for the more serious airline pilot. For us, it's recreational flying, it's fun flying, it's discovering, it's adventure to fly from Subang an hour and end up on an island and spend some time over there, maybe a night, and fly back.
And the convenience must be nice, right? I can just hit off whenever I want to.
Yeah, that's wonderful to not get stuck in traffic jam, no traffic lights, no parking fees or parking fines. We pay parking fees, but no real parking fines. So that is the freedom of flying, and that makes it... It's great, yeah.
Great. Andres, you have 4 planes. You bought 4 planes for the club, right?
That's right, yeah. I have 4 planes at the moment, yeah.
What kind of planes are they?
I love Cessna. Cessna, for me, is a wonderful plane. It's a high-wing, 4-seater, single-engine aircraft. We have newer ones and a little bit older ones. And they are perfect for flying. That Cessna 172 we are operating in the club has been used by approximately 90% of all the pilots in the Western world to become airline pilots or pilots.
So this aircraft is kind of like the training aircraft?
It's a legend. It's if we take all the 747s, all A380s, all 737, all 727s, combine them all, we have about half of the amount of Cessna 172s that were built. Cessna 172 is in production since 1946, and they're still building it today. They look pretty much the same because it's a good design, it's a good aircraft, and it's a proven and solid aircraft.
Andres, you have 4,500 hours under your belt. How did your passion in flying start?
My passion flying started when I was 10 years old, after I landed from that first flight, and never stopped since. I enjoy flying, and I enjoy sharing my knowledge about flying with others. That's why I became an instructor and help other people to gain their wings.
Talk to me a little bit about the club. When you guys started out, what would you say is the purpose and you know the overall mission of AAFC?
The overall mission of AAFC is really to share with others the beauty of flying. So the club basically was incorporated with the register of society to allow others who don't have that fortune to own a plane to get in a plane and learn how to fly and enjoy.
Why did you think that something like this would work in a city like KL?
I didn't think about that. Very selfish. I like to fly, so I fly. And if other people want to come and join me, welcome. If they don't, well, that's their loss. I like to fly. And because it's my hobby, I turn it into something that facilitates others also to join me.
I mean, 300 members, you must be doing something right.
Yeah, I guess so.
So tell me a bit about the reception to the club. Did it meet people's expectation, for lack of a better word?
Some people ask me if we have a swimming pool, and the answer is no. And then other people ask me if they have a tennis court, and I say, no, we are a flying club. So we have planes, and only planes, and the only thing we do is flying. So we do meet once in a while for social gatherings, and we talk a lot about flying again, but it's pretty much flying in a plane and going places.
What do you think about the stigma? You know, because flying club does have the stigma of, you know, it being an upper class kind of activity to do. What do you think about that?
I don't know about the upper class or the lower class. All I can say, we have members that range from 17 to 63. They are from all ethnic groups, and they're all from all levels of education. Some have deeper pockets, some have more shallower pockets. So we have pretty much everybody in our club that you could imagine.
Tell me a bit about different kind of courses that you provide, the different kind of training methods.
At the club, we only provide private pilot license that allows you to fly a private aircraft below the certain category of weight. A next category, that would be a commercial pilot or an airline pilot. So we don't do those trainings. We only do a private pilot training.
Different kind of classes. So is it more on practical kind of exercises, or do you have to do exams as well?
To gain your private pilot, it's a combination of theory and practical. You have to pass 6 written exams. So we conduct ground classes with our ground instructor, one-on-one. Then we have flight instructions. We have a minimum of 46 hours, whereby 10 hours you will need to fly solo, 35 dual, and 1 hour would be a flight test as a minimum requirements.
You have a team of about 6 people under you. Tell me a bit about them, their experience with flying.
I'm fortunate to have quite a range of instructors. We have Captain Chow, who is from the Air Force, and with wealth of experience. We have another Scottish instructor, wealth of experience also. We have an Australian instructor. So we have quite a number of instructors. We have 2 local instructors that are training those students to become pilots, yeah.
How did you manage to source them?
Well, I didn't really source them. I think they sourced me.
That's great. So how long would it normally take to, you know, get a license? Of course, often you're telling me that you have to complete the course within a year, right?
That's right. The requirement is you finish your course within a year from the first date of your written exams. Now, it depends really on how passionate you are about flying. I had students that started the flying lessons on 12th of December, I had one, and we finished on Christmas Day, so 26th of December, that was 14 days flying, and we were really flying a lot, so...
14 days?
Yeah, he did 14 days every day flying. That was quite a task, yeah.
How much theory is there in the course?
Well, it's like, how long is a piece of string, really? It's you need to learn, you need to study with our chief ground instructor, and once you're ready, he will tell you, ready, for your written exams. But some people need to study harder than others. Some people have more passion than others. So it's really depending on your passion and your desire. That's why all our training courses is not classroom. It's a one-on-one with the instructor to really tailor the ground classes to the student.
Do you agree with me that flying requires more practical practice? So, for example, because you were saying that people can come for class anytime they like. So if I don't come for class for 6 months, I will kind of lose and rust, right, on my skills, flying skills that I've honed.
Well, in anything you haven't practiced for 6 months, I think you will lose the skill. So if you haven't been on the golf course for 6 months, your tee off looks quite shabby, I would say. So you need to practice. It's a skill that needs repetition. It's a skill that needs polishing. And that's why the DCA has set the rule to complete your training within 1 year. And there's a reason for it, so you won't forget what you learned yesterday. The private pilot license in our aircraft is a Cessna 172, includes the ground classes of about 80 hours, individual with our chief ground instructor, and includes 46 hours of flight training in a Cessna 172. That's a four-seater aircraft, so it's quite a large, small aircraft, so to say, and including all parking, landing, navigation fees, instructor fees, fuel, oil, etc., etc. Your written exams and your practical exams is 45,000 ringgit as of today.
Oh, that's quite hefty, actually.
Well, it's hefty. Well, you should see when I sign the bills for the fuel consumption. Then you get a shocker. We're paying 7 ringgit a litre of fuel. The spare parts that are being sourced from the US, non-locally available, they have a price, and you think that would be Indonesian rupees when you make payments, but it's not. It's all in US dollars.
You just took me on a short trip looking at KL from the top. It's really beautiful, and I was just telling you that I never had that vantage point before. So I'm sure for like new students, they'll come thinking the same as me, saying, okay, I've sat on an airplane before, you know, what's the difference? Were there any students that kind of freaked out when they are actually controlling the aircraft?
Not really. I don't think anybody freaked out with me already. I think a lot of amazement is how quick we get airborne. Amazement is how beautiful it is from the top, looking down at the KL, and why I love KL, because I can look down. I think when we're down looking up, it doesn't look so pretty. But from the top looking down, it's really a pretty nice city. And yeah, I don't think it's about freaking out. It's about amazement more than freaking out.
What are some of your favorite things to see while up there?
Well, I'm going to show you the Petronas Towers on the same altitude, about 86th floor. Then we're going to go to Titi Wangsa. Then we have a look at Batu Caves. And whenever you have been in the Batu Caves, there is a hole inside the Batu Caves where you can see the sky. Now, what we're trying to do is we have a look from the other side and try to look into the cave. And that's quite remarkable because very few people have the privilege to do that. And then I want to take you on a little scenic flight to Klang Gates, which is behind Ampang, behind the ridge out of limestone. And that really looks cool. It's virgin jungle. It is remote. And it looks like millions of miles away from KL City. But in the distance, still we can see the Petronas Towers. It's a magic view, and I hope you're going to like it.
So tell me a little bit more about your different route you take. So you don't just travel around KL, but you also head over to islands, that sort of thing, right? Can you tell me about the routes you have done before?
Right. So we go everywhere in Malaysia. Wherever there's an airport, we have been, we landed. Favorite places for our members, where we go once every 2 months on a major outing, is Tioman. Tioman is definitely a favorite thing because we can do some scuba diving, we can rent some motorbikes going around. We are going next week, as a matter of fact, with 3 aircrafts, so altogether like 11 or 12 people going to Tioman and flying in formation. That is really cool, and yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah, that feels good. So basically every airport we're going Pangkor, Redang, Tioman, Langkawi, Penang, but we're also going to airports like Ipoh for lunch, Segamat, Malacca for chicken rice. So it's basically, in America, it's known as a $100 hamburger. Here we go for the 200 ringgit nasi lemak.
Yeah, that's very well put. I mean, you could do what most people dream of, you know, lunch in Ipoh, dinner in Penang, and then be back in KL before bedtime, right?
That's right.
Can you tell me a bit some of the rules and limitations of recreational flying? I'm sure you guys have some sort of limitations, right, when it comes to flying like this.
Right. So we can't fly at night, which is very sad. But sunrise, sunset, that is our window to fly. We cannot fly during bad weather when the minimum visibility requirements, which are set, are not met. So during haze period, we're staying at home. Then we cannot fly above a certain height because we have no pressurized cabin.
How high is it?
Oh, that would be higher than you want to be. That would be more than 10,000 feet. So we don't want to get that high anyway. But we fly up to 8,000-9,000 with our aircrafts. That's no problem. Limitations are also KLIA. So people ask me, can you drop in KLIA? The answer is no. We can't go to KLIA. And that's pretty much it. There are some military areas where we can't go in, but pretty much a free country.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions you get from your students? What their perception of flying?
Yeah, the biggest misconception is father comes with son or daughter, looks at me and asks me, can my son or daughter be a pilot? He or she wears glasses. And they look at me and they don't realize that I wear glasses too. And they thought I wear different glasses, but they're only glasses and glasses. So yes, you can learn to fly in private license wearing glasses. You can come and learn flying if your education level is not that high. It's private pilot license. The requirements is can speak English, pass the medical with a doctor, and is 17 years old. And that's pretty all we need to be in order to spread our wings and learn to fly.
How do you ensure the safety of your passengers or students?
Safety is a big issue, and we make sure that all our aircrafts are being maintained professionally. And each flight, we have pre-flight inspection. Our track record, we got a knock wood, is so far I never claimed insurance. We never had an incident, accident, or mishap. So, yeah.
What makes a good pilot? What are the characteristics that you need to have to be a great pilot?
From a good pilot to a great pilot, all you need is passion. Once you have passion about flying, the rest will fall into place and makes you even better.
What do you hope to do next with AFC?
Fly.
Maybe out of the country more?
Well, I've done other countries already, but the older I get, the more I love KL, and the more I'm flying over KL. And I think it's the gems and the beauty of KL, and show you some nice corners you may not have seen before and take you there.
That was Andres J. Walter from the Air Adventure Flying Club. If you're interested in trying out or if you want to check out the things they offer, do head over to their website, all one word, airadventureflying.com, or email them at andres@airadventureflying.com. You're tuned in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Coming up, me and Hanif will take you through the exciting events happening in this month of July. My name's Dara Ong. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, you tune in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places. And as of every first week of the month, we bring you closer to the events of our capital city. My name is Daryl Ong, joined by...
Hi, I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
And we have a brilliant lineup of events this week. Lots of art stuff happening, lots of cars, lots of movies.
Comics,
talks. What's first up, Hanif?
Okay, first things first, we're going to talk about history a bit, right? And what better way to kick off our month with maybe a heritage talk about our railway station, and not the official one written in the history, but something a bit more different. So if you want to know more about the first ever railway in Malaysia and not the official one recognized by the history books, then you don't want to miss this talk, because it's organized by the Malaysian Heritage and History Club, Mahan Bala. He's a visual documentarian, and he's also working on a project called Project Kereta Api Kita. he will share the story of the first ever railway in Malaysia, the Johor Wooden Railway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So it was built in 1869 by Maharaja Abu Bakar. So if history is your thing, maybe you can go to Badan Warisan Malaysia. It's at number 2 Jalan Stoner, Kuala Lumpur, on the 15th of July. The talk will start at 4 till 6 p.m. If you want to know more about the event, you can visit Malaysian Heritage and History Club's Facebook page.
All right, cool. Our next event in the lineup is Family T4YAP Final Showcase. This will be held at the KL Pines, basically a play on families, Malaysian families, a take on Malaysian families. Is it as perfect as in your moral textbooks, or is it like your average American sitcom where everything ends happily? That's ideal, right? Everything ends happily. But if you'd like to check out this play, directed by Mark Biu De Silva and Ho Li Ching, it's going to be held July 27th to July 30th, 8:30 p.m. shows and 5 p.m. shows at KL Pack. The fee is RM35. And for more information on this play, you can head over to klpack.org.
So if play is not your thing, but you still want to go to KL Park, maybe you can go there to watch movies. The world's best movie series returns to KL Park. This time around, they'll be showcasing 4 Hindi movies. We have Three Idiots, Tare Zameen Par, Doomtree, and My Name is Han. So I've watched My Name is Han, and it's great.
Oh, you have?
So, yeah, yeah. So if you want to catch all these four Hindi movies, you can go there. It's going to be at the Indie Scene KL Park. All these movies will be shown for free on the 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th of July. If you want to find out more, you can, again, go to KL Pack's website, www.klpack.org.
Sticking with KL, July the 28th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m, there'll be an event at Medan Pasar called Cerita Kita. And it's basically an event where you get to experience the stories of KL's residents told through performances and storytellers market on the city square. It's organized by Think City and DBKL in partnership with Lab DNA, Red Archer, as with support from City Foundation. If you'd like to check out this event, it's free. You can head over to facebook.com/LabDNA. Cerita Kita.
And up next at the end of the month is the Comic Art Festival Kuala Lumpur. This is their 4th installment. So it's a creator-focused event that gathers independent and professional artists from various circles to share and learn from one another. So comic enthusiasts will, of course, be welcome. There will be various activities such as art demonstrations and forums by members of the industry to discuss the issues surrounding the community. So it's organized by Comic Art Festival Kuala Lumpur and Comic Fiesta. It will be on the 29th and the 30th of July 2017. The door opens at 10 o'clock. It will be at Dewan Bunga Raya at Campbell Complex, Jalan Damwangi, Kuala Lumpur. If you want to find out more, you can visit Comic Art Festival Kuala Lumpur's page. There'll be a lot of information about the event there.
All right, cool stuff. Our last event in this month's lineup is Art of Speed KL. I talked to the founder not too long ago on last year's event. It seemed pretty hype. You know, lots of people went, and it's happening again this year, 29th, 30th of July, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at MAP Serdang. It's free, and on show will be everything from fashion, lifestyle, to live music, even international guests from special custom vehicles from Japan brought in especially for the show. Expect a great time with friends and family with over 8 acres of fun and activities.
Yep.
8 acres is very big.
Not to be missed, I guess.
Not to be missed. 29th to 30th of July from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you'd like more info, you can head over to facebook.com/artofspeedmy. And that brings us to a close, our show for this week. If you'd like to check out today's podcast, you can head over to our website, www.bfm.my. Or if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us. We're at BFM Radio. You've been tuning into I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. My name is Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Join us again next week, right here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.